This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he attends a NATO summit in London, President Trump making news on several fronts in recent hours. Stocks have been lower on Wall Street after he told reporters that he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. He also says NATO is getting much stronger these days, and he says his leadership is one reason why.
NATO, which was really heading in the wrong direction 3 years ago, is heading down. If you look at a graph, it was to a point where I don't think they could have gone on much longer. Now it's actually very strong and getting stronger.
A winter storm continues to slam the northeast in New England, with New York getting about 8 inches of snow today, more than that up in New England, and there's already a foot on the ground there. The U.S. House Intelligence Panel's impeachment report will be released to the public later today, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump attending the NATO summit in London, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the White House will not be participating in the impeachment inquiry as it moves to the House Judiciary Committee. She tells Fox News,
they think they finally got him. They don't. But what they don't have is any justification to upend what the voters wanted, which is Donald Trump to be their president. And they should just admit they have no idea how to beat him in 2020. They fear he will be reelected, so they need to remove him before that.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who's 95 back in the hospital in Americus, Georgia, that facility about 10 miles away from Plains where he lives. He's being treated for a urinary tract infection, the Carter Center saying he's feeling better. Carter was home for Thanksgiving after being released from Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, where he spent 2 weeks. Doctors there performing a procedure to reduce pressure on his brain after a few recent falls. Carter is the oldest living U.S. president. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The very latest now on the impeachment inquiry as it moves from the House Intel Committee to the House Judiciary Committee. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump says he will not send representation to Wednesday's impeachment proceedings before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. And former Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray tells Fox Business that's the right move to make for the president.
I think the White House counsel has it right. I mean, that's what I would have done. I don't see any reason to be participating in something that is a foregone conclusion and on a timetable of 2 weeks where they're not interested in hearing from the president's witnesses in any event. And this thing is going to start with witnesses who are law professors. I don't doubt that they will be Hooray Henrys to the Democratic impeachment effort to talk about the fact that this is a clear case.
A judge dismissing a lawsuit against Rhode Island's new bill protecting abortion rights. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Superior Court Judge Melissa Darrigan dismissing the lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of the Catholics for Life advocacy group and some other activists last week. A lawyer for the plaintiffs say the decision will be appealed.
to the state Supreme Court. The Reproductive Privacy Act, signed by Governor Gina Raimondo in June, served to codify the privacy rights guaranteed by the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the Roe v. Wade case. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, you got some ideas? You want to get them out to me? By all means, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. That is my direct email, my personal email. Comes to me direct, NSA approved, by the way, so you can feel good about that. Lou Euler is with us, as he is most weeks, and we really appreciate his input and his time. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing well, thank you, and great to be with you as usual.
Well, Lou, you're a budgetary guy. I mean, you know how to do the numbers. You know how to live within your means your entire life. This has kind of been your gift to your family and also what you've shared with the communities and with our country. And when you hear statements that come out of the Democratic platform, especially in light of these presidential debates where you've got Elizabeth Warren, you know, promising government plans that are going to cost us in excess of $50 million. AOC saying that's not enough. I can do twice as good as that. How about a $90 trillion government project? I mean, on and on. I mean, this has to drive people like you absolutely nuts to think, look, I understand aspirations, we understand dreaming big, but you're being absolutely absurd to think of offering plans where, because basically what it comes down to is they're trying to buy the votes, and they're trying to buy the votes, and most interestingly, on the people's money. They're making us pay for their ideas, and they're saying they're going to give it to us. So how does that work? I guess they will give it to us one or another.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I look at it differently. I look at it that the proposals that Warren is making, that AOC is making, the Green New Deal, etc., are so outlandish and absurd as to torpedo themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it helps us to bring people back to center stage, back to reality, back to realizing that we have tough problems. We're overspending. We have a big debt, but it is all manageable if we will get at it. And the
exactly
way we get at it is by expanding the base of the economy of America. And if we get to 4% annual growth, then we can double the size of the economy in 17 years and double the wealth of all our people. And that's where we need to be focusing, is on working, holding the line on spending and working our way out of the problem that we now confront. And it's manageable, but it'll take will, it'll take focus, it'll take right-sizing government all the things we know are necessary for our future.
Well, and another thing too, Lou, and maybe you're suggesting this, is that we've got to be able to go after some of these heretofore sacred cows that continue to hold us back and add to the $23 trillion in debt. Now, I agree with you. We really don't have a money problem. We have a priority problem. You know, this government has gotten too big, too bloated, and that's clearly what's coming out, especially with these congressional hearings that we're watching, is that we're seeing, wait a minute, this is just one of, you know, thousands of bureaucrats, and you're going, this is what we're paying for?
I know. And, you know, the big challenge we face from a spending viewpoint is what we call the unfunded liabilities, the Social Security bankruptcy potential, the whole business of health care, et cetera. And yet the solutions are clear. Mm-hmm. We have had over the years in Chile, Milton Friedman led the way and his Chicago boys to privatizing Social Security. And I think most of the young people out there doubt Social Security will be there for them and would love to have a 401k type program that they put their money into that becomes their retirement account.
Exactly.
So we can end, you know, so there are some big time solutions to these problems. And clearly health care needs to be taken care of privately.
Right.
By the employers and the workers, et cetera, doing it. We don't want to make every nurse and doctor in America a government employee.
No.
And they won't. They'll walk.
Right.
We'll
exactly.
lose this incredible system. So those are some of the answers.
We experienced some of that with Obamacare. I mean, this is the deal. If you look at what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, AOC, are offering, even worse yet than what we experienced with Obamacare, and we know Obamacare was a disaster, why would we want something, you know, that would be more injurious to the people than Obamacare with some of these Democratic ideas?
You bet. No,
Doesn't make sense.
But you're absolutely right that Obamacare gives us an example of what we don't want to do. So we have had a learning experience. It's been a tough learning experience, but let's learn by it and do better. And that's now here we're sitting with this House of Representatives preoccupied by this impeachment thing. I think they're doing this because they have no answers to substantive issues and problems, so they're trying to cover up the fact that they are a do-nothing crowd, and now we have to get rid of them, stop the impeachment, get on with the world.
Well, and the thing is, the damage that they're doing to everyday Americans, and even to themselves by buying into this ideology. But, you know, Lou, this is a process. We're a free government, and these people are going to go through it, but it's going to be at a consequence. There is a dire price to be paid. You know, those that they, everyday Americans that they've convinced that Donald Trump is worthy of impeachment, which is the furthest thing from the truth, and along the way, what they've done is they've surrendered their authentic selves to this inauthentic narrative that has no basis. I mean, it is absolutely hollow. And thank God a majority of Americans are seeing this, you know, seeing it for what it is. But meanwhile, you know, we've got a good percentage of Americans that are really damaged psychologically. You know, their whole idea of the American dream and what it's all about, this is having a grave effect on this. And I believe that it's going to take us a while to get on the other side of this problem that was created to us, you know, brought to us, you know, by the Democratic Party.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. Whenever you're talking something as egregious as impeaching a president of the United States, that throws into action a lot of very damaging thoughts about the future of the nation, et cetera.
Exactly.
But just as you have said, as we listen day by day to these witnesses, they are not indicting Donald Trump at all.
Oh, yes.
And it takes the fake news to reinterpret what they're saying from the witness stand to try and make some case. And yet the witnesses themselves are simply not making the case for impeachment.
Exactly. Well, we can be grateful in many regards for the truth, even at whatever level they have the capacity to relate to it. There's just not enough there, even though they try to give us some sort of pretzel logic. Lou, I want to go back. We got about a minute and a half left, and I wanted to go back to what you were talking about regarding Social Security. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, how can they be in touch with you?
Well, they can go to limittaxes.org, and we're expanding that, and join with us in the tax reform education project nationally. It is really on target.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive the King.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
And heaven in need. creatures sing.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. With it being Giving Tuesday, one of my favorite times of the year, I got to tell you, because Giving Tuesday is recognized each year on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving with the goal of bringing attention to the importance of giving during the holiday season. Our next guest is here to explain how Giving Tuesday became a global movement and why giving on this one day, and year-round giving for that matter, truly makes an impact. Rachel Hutchison is joining us now. She's the Vice President of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy for Blackbaud. Rachel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And a little bit about Blackbaud, by the way. It's the world's leading cloud software company that works exclusively with social good organizations, best known for its work powering everything from nonprofits to schools to Fortune 500 companies, corporate social responsibility programs as well. Rachel, so break it down for our audience, for some that are just still hearing about Giving Tuesday, even though it's been around for 8 years.
Yeah, so Giving Tuesday is basically the opening day of the giving season. And the whole idea 8 years ago is that we needed a kind of antidote to this consumerism that we're seeing, particularly around the holidays. So you have Black Friday, Cyber Monday, a whole lot of spending. Why not have Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday following U.S. Thanksgiving, be the opening day of the giving season?
Yeah, exactly. And I love the heart and spirit of Giving Tuesday, because as we know, and we've heard this, it sounds so trite, but it's also so true that it's always better to give than receive. And we know that, and we know it, and we've experienced it, and we keep doing it. So why not have an opportunity that really celebrates giving in a very special way, right?
That's right, and it kind of collectively amplifies the story and makes it bigger for everybody around the country and around the world, instead of each organization just trying to do that on their own.
And the thing is so cool is because of the diverse personalities and interests, the things that we give to on Giving Tuesday are quite exponential, are they not, Rachel?
That's right. You know, Giving Tuesday is really wonderful because it really is for everyone. And so that means individuals get to choose what they want to support, whether that's financially or through giving their time or sharing their voice. We each get to choose what we support. And that makes it very personal. But then collectively, it you know, helps us move the needle even more.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, let's talk about Blackbaud. How are you connected with Giving Tuesday?
So Blackbaud is a founding member of the Giving Tuesday movement. When I found out that it was starting, I called up the founding father, Henry Timms, and said, you know, Blackbaud's about giving every single day of the year. We provide technology that helps power giving. We're deeply committed to it as a company ourselves, so we have to be a part of this. So for the past 8 years, we've been helping to lift up the story. We're going to ring the opening bell at the NASDAQ tomorrow to help shine a light on a couple of stories of customers of ours, and we're kind of using our reach to help encourage our employees and everybody in our ecosystem to get engaged.
Well, I know you've got a couple stories reserved for tomorrow, but you know, our audience loves to hear stories. Pull out a couple you can share with us.
Sure. So on a company level, PepsiCo is joining us. They're a customer of ours, and they've got a wonderful program called PepsiCo Gives Back, which is in partnership with Rise Against Hunger. And throughout the month of October, they have a month-long volunteering event where they bring thousands of employees together in service to deal with the issue of hunger, which is really wonderful. Another completely different example is Maddie. Maddie is 9 years old, and she is struggling with cancer, and she decided that she didn't really feel she needed to be a recipient of a cancer charity herself, but she thought that other families could. So she's actually raised $60,000.
Wow.
For an organization called Click Sargent, which is a UK cancer charity for children. So that's just a wonderful example, and it shows you that you do not have to be older, you do not have to be wealthy. Everybody can do something on Giving Tuesday.
You know, Giving Tuesday does offer some perspective and balance, right? Especially in light of what we're hearing these days, you know, in the political realm. And I hate to bring that up, but that, you know, it's part of the narrative and it's part of our culture. And that is that, you know, wealthy people do give. I mean, you know, PepsiCo, big successful organization. They have giving mechanisms to do that. And, but for a company that size and a day like Giving Tuesday, you know, what would they do? I mean, and they're blessed for doing that, including a story on the other side of the spectrum. Here's Maddie, who has cancer, and she's outside of herself and thinking about others and raising $60,000. I mean, wow, that just it warms my heart and really adds to the narrative of this this giving season that we're living in right now.
That's right, and we do all need that reminder. We can get very self-focused, and we can get very caught up in the news, and, you know, it's an important day that helps us remember some of the broader things that are important in the world.
Well, you saw it from day one, and you said Blackbaud needs to be involved because you saw the trajectory of a day like this. Help our audience, you know, for those that have thought about it and think, oh, well, you know, here's just another, you know, campaign to raise funds. But why does it matter that we do this?
Matters just because generosity is a deep part of who we are. You know, as you said when you started, you know, giving back is something that makes us all feel good and helps us really feel connected as people. There's so much need in this world, and our world is often focused on, you know, what we should have and what we should spend money on and what we should do and what we should achieve versus how we should help other people. And fundamentally, you know, that's really what humanity is, how we actually help each other, particularly in times of need. So this is a great moment to do that.
Yeah, and a great time for the season because it really puts the season in balance and perspective, which all begins with Thanksgiving, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. The timing is important.
Exactly. So what can listeners do to take part in Giving Tuesday?
So the easiest thing is if you're involved with any kind of nonprofit, you've probably already gotten a piece of mail or things in your inbox that said, hey, support us on Giving Tuesday, and you can certainly choose to do that. No donation is too small. You can give your time and serve. You can amplify your voice on social media to help draw attention to a cause you care about. And if you're an organization, a nonprofit, or a company, and you want to get involved, it is not too late to do something on Giving Tuesday. You can jump on our website at www.blackbaud.com/Giving Tuesday, and there are lots of free resources for you.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have a hashtag Giving Tuesday, that you've seen, and that will continue. So the call is to, you know, get involved, you know, just and there's easy ways in which to do that. You mentioned donation inspiration, why it's easier than ever to donate to thousands of worthy organizations that have been vetted. And that's what you say. They've been vetted by experts. So it's just not anybody that can join in, although there will be those that try to, you know, get around it. But, you know, we can feel secure if we're involved in Giving Tuesday that our money is going to where it's intended, right?
Yeah, you should always check the organization that you're giving to. You should know it. You shouldn't just pull it out of the sky. Mm-hmm. You know, you should look at their website. You should look at their annual report, see what they do, and see if you feel good about how they're investing the donations that are entrusted to them.
Mm-hmm. And you also mentioned social good organizations. Learn how one-day giving campaigns fit into a year-round giving strategy. That's something that, you know, more and more companies are investing in, right?
That's right. So, you know, Giving Tuesday is a giving day. But that doesn't mean that every organization has to do it on this day. They may have another day in their calendar that's meaningful to them. And they can, you know, a lot of communities have citywide giving days. They do them on different days of the year. So, but the point there is that you don't just amplify your cause and raise money on one day. You really are doing it throughout the year and as a part, in this case, of a year-end campaign. It's not just about Tuesday. It's about everything that happens from Tuesday until the last day of the year.
Well, Rachel Hutchison is the Vice President of Corporate Citizenship and Philanthropy with Blackbaud, responsible for global corporate social responsibility, leading the company's 3,400 employees in efforts to serve and give both through professional and personal avenues. Rachel, again, remind everybody where they can go for more information as we wrap things up.
Sure. It's www.blackbaud.com/Giving Tuesday.
Well, Rachel, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. You take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for having me.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As he attends a NATO summit in London, President Trump making news on several fronts in recent hours. Stocks have been lower on Wall Street after he told reporters that he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. He also says NATO is getting much stronger these days, and he says his leadership is one reason why.
NATO, which was really heading in the wrong direction 3 years ago, is heading down. If you look at a graph, it was to a point where I don't think they could have gone on much longer. Now it's actually very strong and getting stronger.
A winter storm continues to slam the northeast in New England, with New York getting about 8 inches of snow today, more than that up in New England, and there's already a foot on the ground there. The U.S. House Intelligence Panel's impeachment report will be released to the public later today, and this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Something about the music for the season, right? That just sets the tempo and, you know, puts us in the right state of mind. Great to have you with us, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking with him. Like myself, I consider myself a historian. To say historian and, in the presence of one Doug Weed, I hope you'll give me a little bit of latitude here, Doug, because you truly are a historian of just special proportions, and I'm grateful that your abilities have been so predominant and such a part of our culture.
Thank you, Bill. That's really kind of you, but I have to say I feel very much like a student of history.
Well, I guess that's what happens is you learn, and I guess that's why I'm humbled as well in this, is because the more we learn, the more we understand that we don't know. And for you to have the ability, in a sense, I say historian, but you've been a presidential historian especially, because you've written about several presidents, and to have the inside track
to be able to connect with one Donald J. Trump and to give us a perspective of inside Trump's White House, the title of your book, in an era where there's a lot of anonymous reporting, whistleblowers and what have you. You know, America really wants to know the truth of this president.
Yeah, primary sources. That's what I always look for when I'm reading. And, you know, who cares about anonymous and secondhand and third hand? You, when you're studying these people in history, you're looking for people who are in the same room with them. At least you want them to meet the person
exactly
that they're writing about. So
right,
that was important to me.
No, and I like that you stress primary sources, because from a historical perspective, sometimes, you know, you can grab a book and you think, okay, you're reading some history, but if they're not backed by primary resources, it really lends, it lacks credibility right off the bat, does it not?
Totally, totally. I just, there's so much history and so little time in one life to study it that I don't want to waste my time with, you know, I can hear their opinions, fine, I got my own opinions, but I want to know, you know, who worked. I sat down with Ivanka Trump and I said, you know, in a couple hundred years, they'll still be writing books about the Trump family. But whether you're viewed with hatred like the Borgias or the Medicis, or you're celebrated like the Kennedys or the Rockefellers, it's all going to depend on primary sources, on what your father says, what you say. All these other voices will be blown away. And
well,
that's what I wanted to capture.
Yeah, and Doug, and I have found that, look, at you have from time to time people who come in who are polarizing people, that you either love them or you hate them. And, you know, maybe afterwards, after everything is said and done on this administration, much like with George W. Bush, they're realizing in retrospect that, hey, look, at he had some valid perspectives here. And history has been more kind to him than present reporting during the time of his administration.
Well, I think that's especially true of Donald Trump, because what historians use to rank presidents. They rank presidents based on 120 criteria, but the big four are the economy and war and peace, intelligence, and in communication. In communication, he's been transformational with the
Twitter
and social media. And in intelligence, how did he see what every economist in the world, every one of them, couldn't see when he turned this economy around? And he's the first president in 40 years not to have invaded somebody, to given us peace. So peace and prosperity, that's the gold standard for a president.
Exactly. Doug, how did you connect with the president?
Well, through Ivanka. And when I had that conversation with her, I told her somebody needs to get in here and write from primary sources, and I want to be that person. And they debated it for about a year and studied it. I'm the guy that tape-recorded Bush. So
right,
they had a lot of people saying, no, no, don't let him in, don't let him in.
Mm-hmm.
But the president said he just felt chemistry with me. He said Michael Beschloss, the great presidential historian, came to Mar-a-Lago after he won and kissed my blank for a week, but I didn't feel chemistry. But with you, I feel chemistry, so I'm just grateful for that. I said, great.
So you knew as soon as that happens. Well, you see, because Donald Trump's a businessman, you see, and to me, my background is in business as well, Doug, and that was always, when I was training salespeople, I always looked for that dynamic, that kind of hidden, it wasn't necessarily hidden, but it was, you didn't know it until you knew it. And if somebody had chemistry, boy, that was a sure deal. You know, in much the same way, I think that what happened with Ukraine, for example, with Yovanovitch, she lacked chemistry with the new president, and President Trump understood that right away, and he made a change right away, because he knows that you cannot get anything done if the people don't like each other.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to me, the businessman, you're just absolutely right. Again and again, throughout his life, if he sees someone that wants to do it, if they have the desire to do something, he gives a tremendous amount of credence to that, even over competence. And that's why he had his daughter-in-law, Laura, take North Carolina during the campaign. She had no political experience at all, but she loved North Carolina. She knew North Carolina. She says, you're running North Carolina. She panicked.
Wow.
But she did it. She delivered. And he's done that all through his life, whether it's building buildings or whatever. He thinks if you love what you're doing, you'll be good at it. And that's what he looks for.
Did he draw that from his own experience with his father that gave him that quality and that kind of sense to look for that that particular characteristic in individuals? Where did that
come
from?
I think you're right about that. I hadn't thought of that before, but I think you're right. So much goes back. So much is revealed in the art of the deal. And, Bismarck, the great statesman, taught that politics is the art of the possible. And I've interviewed and known six presidents, and that's definitely the case. They aren't going to pick a cure to cancer like Kennedy going to the moon. They pick little things that they can win. But for a businessman and for Donald Trump, he picks the hardest. What's the hardest problem? That was his first question to Obama. What is the biggest problem I will have? Obama said North Korea. He starts with the biggest problem. You get rid of that, then you go to the next problem. That's a businessman. That's not a politician.
And you also mentioned that in that conversation, he happened to ask Obama, well, this is your number one problem. Have you had a conversation with Kim Jong-un? And he said no. He goes like, what? That's academic, right? How are you going to address this problem if you don't really even know the problem? You just kind of, some of that stuff is fantasy, in terms of imagination, right?
Yeah, that was so funny. Bill Schein was in the office and Sarah Huckabee Sanders was there and he was telling us this story right over there. And Obama said, North Korea, you'll have a war with North Korea during your, and Trump said, well, did you call him? And he said, no, I didn't call him. He's a dictator. And then Trump looked at us and he said, no, I didn't call him because he's a dictator. And then he paused a long while and he said, stupid.
That was the deal. You kind of have this sense that, people that do not know Donald Trump and underestimate. I mean, you cannot be a gazillionaire to the level that he is and to go along with the comments and the critiques of talking heads in the mainstream media that want to even suggest that Donald Trump is some sort of knucklehead, an idiot. This man is brilliant. I mean, he plays chess on multi-level platforms while everybody else is doing checkers. But yet they try to make fun of him. And you look at the results, Doug Weed, of what this man has been able to produce with his hands tied behind his back, all the resistance from the Democrats, 90% of the media reporting being negative, and he keeps his head down. He just keeps moving forward on behalf of the American people.
It's a fantastic story. Yeah, NATO he's meeting with today is a great example of that. He blew it up and saved it.
Exactly.
Everybody was upset, and the media's going crazy, and the Pentagon generals are coming in trying to lecture the president. He's saying that they're our friends. Why are they cheating us? And, no, Mr. President, they're our friends. So he blew the whole thing up, ended up raising $100 billion. Think of that. He only
exactly.
$1.6 billion for the wall with Mexico, raises $100 billion. And I ask you, Bill, do you think the next president of the United States is going to get in there and refund the money?
I don't think so. We've got more from Doug Weed after this.
Cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. shield. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home when the streets are rolling. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's something special about knowing how it's going to end. And it's interesting, you know, when you think about Donald Trump, you have this sense that he has a good idea of how this is going to end. Unlike previous presidents and previous regimes and the inner workings of the Beltway, we're talking with Doug Weed, a New York Times bestselling author who has written more than 30 books, served as an advisor to two American presidents, co-authored a book with one of them, and served on the senior staff after the White House. Doug, you understand the inner belly. You've seen it. You're up close and personal. And now you go inside Trump's White House and give us a sense of the contrast, because just from our purview, we see a clear and distinct, you know, contrast between previous administrations and this current one.
Yeah, well, you know, the book doesn't get overly bogged down in that analysis. It's filled with lots of wonderful stories about Melania, about Barron, about the kids, about, you know, raiding the refrigerator in the middle of the night from the White House, all of that. But there is hanging over it this ongoing hatred from the national media, and it's driven by money. The problem is... it's going to keep going. The problem is companies favor regulation. Big companies want regulation, and that's what Trump had to do to turn the economy around is deregulate. The reason big companies want them, Bill, is they create monopolies by keeping small businesses out.
Right.
And then after a period of time, whether the president's a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, there's a recession, they pass a stimulus bill. And the stimulus bill, which is usually at least 1,000 pages long, it exempts those companies from the regulations that they passed.
Right.
So it's called crony capitalism. So some companies get money from the Federal Reserve straight without going through a bank, 0% interest sometimes. Some companies keep regulations. Other companies are exempted from them. It's quite a racket, and it's international. They're multinational companies. So here comes Trump. He's overturning the table. He's breaking the dishes. Now Boeing has 40 competitors on some of these bids. It's turned around the American economy, but it's cost a small elite group of people a tremendous amount of money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting.
And, you know, what you say there is so true, that this is what's, you know, what has taken place, and that because, you know, the president did promise to the American people that we would, in fact, be in control of the government once again. I think the American people have really not quite gotten hold of the concept of a government of, for, by, we the people. And the president said he's going to put the government back in their hands. And in doing that, he leveled out the playing field. I think that's the similarity in some context with Barack Obama. Barack Obama saw unfairness and he tried to remedy it. But I think that even on a grander scale, if I might say, because the policies that Donald Trump has been affecting are good for everybody. They're not just for a particular class of people, not for Republicans, not for Democrats. It's for all of America is what I see, Doug. Is that a fair evaluation?
Yeah, and for the American middle class. I mean, we've been paying for everything.
Right.
That was the whole deal with Trump and NATO. He sat down with the Pentagon generals, and they said, these are our friends, sir. He said, yes, but why does American middle class have to pay for high-speed railways in Germany? Why are we paying for all these new airports that are being built across the French countryside? Why can't France pay for its own education? Why does America have to subsidize it? And so it's just infuriating to Trump. He's not against other nations, but like the stewardess will say on the airplane, if you're accompanying a child, put your own mask on first.
Exactly.
And assist your child. Mm-hmm. So America's reached a point where her own education is falling apart, and her middle class is descending into poverty, and we need to be strong again if we're going to be able to take on the change, help the environment, and help in defend the world. So that's the argument.
Doug, you mentioned the Trump family of, and you look at the family. We looked at them, you know, even during the campaign, and you go, "Wow, what an exceptional group of people in the midst of a broken family." You know, several marriages by the president, but you know, the kids are such to me, they're a stellar example. And, you know, to, you know, Donald Trump's credit, he's not the first to take it. He says his wives were more responsible, you know, for the children because of his investment of time and commitment to his business. And he rightfully gives her credit, you know, for what she has done. But these kids are exceptional.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You raise a great point. I wrote the book, All the President's Children, and what I learned in that process is that many of the presidents had a strong love from a mother and an absent father. And what I learned is that they became successful because their father was successful. And you can give your life to your children. You can drive them around to basketball practice and study with them and just give them your all and say, boy, I didn't abandon my kids. I took care of them. And what will happen is your kid will grow up to be a taxi driver like you. The kid will be like the father. That's the example. So you may feel like, boy, I've really neglected my kids. I've pursued my career. But if you're a success, your kid is more likely to be a success. That's happened with the Trump family. There's no question about it.
Now, you mentioned midnight raids of the kitchen there in the White House. I mean, it's just like, you know, everyday people, right?
Yeah, that was the fun part for me, was getting the stories. I mean, the second night after the inauguration, they're all having dinner in the state dining room, and the eight kids are scattered throughout, the grandkids,
yeah,
scattered throughout the floor, state floor, hiding behind drapes in the blue room and under chairs in the red room, and they're playing hide-and-go-seek, and Uncle Barron is supervising. It's just a fun read to get all of those inside stories.
What's your inside of Barron?
Well, he's gone into the White House as a boy, a 10-year-old, and he's coming out as a man. He's taller than his dad.
I know. I saw that. I'm going, my God, I told my wife, I go, look how much this kid has grown. He's taller than his father.
Well, the grandkids love him. They just worship him. And now he and Tiffany have become buddies. I love to tell the stories about Tiffany. She's going to Georgetown Law School in Washington, and she comes to the White House every weekend and visits with Melania and spends the weekend. And her buddy is Barron. He loves soccer, and she enjoys watching him practice and play. Uh-huh. So, yep, they're a lot like us. Tiffany's got this great story going to Buckingham Palace. They can't get a motorcade. They can't get help to get there. So they rent a bus, a van bus. That takes you to your Avis rent-a-car at the airport. They all pile in, the Trump kids in their gowns and tuxedos, and they say to the bus driver, take us to Buckingham Palace.
That's good fun. Speaking of Barron and his love for soccer, I mean, does he participate in kind of an athletic team there? You know, what kind of outside contact with other kids is he able to have?
Yeah, he's going to school there, of course. So he's got his buddies there at school, and other children have gone through that. That is not, by the way, the idea that you're in a fishbowl. That is not really the pathology, if you will, for presidential children. They do just fine with that. The struggles they have in life, struggles that all of us have, is finding a separate identity from the successful parent. And that's something we all go through in life, but presidential children, it's especially a bigger challenge.
Now, Doug, he and Melania now are full-time in D.C., correct?
Oh, yeah. They live in the White House. And, right. Yeah, no question. There's great stories with the president and the first lady. They're under a lot of pressure, and the first lady's attacked. A New York Times reporter called her a prostitute. Oh, just unbelievable attacks, and jealous of her because she's has such dignity and such graciousness. So in the evening, sometimes at dinner, the president will tease her and he'll say, Melania, honey, isn't this great, this journey I'm taking you on? You wouldn't be first lady if it weren't for me. And she'll say, oh, yeah, thanks very much. Thank you very much.
She tells her that story when Donald Trump, told her that that first night that he was thinking about running, for president. And she says, you're going to run. And I know, I mean, right then, she knew that he was serious, that he was going to run, number one. And number two, he was going to win. And I have to tell you, Doug, quite honestly, when his name first came up, I just said, is he going to follow through on this? Or is this going to be another Ross Perot type of experience?
Yeah, the kids all say that. They say the first meeting in Mar-a-Lago, she said that immediately, and they dismissed it. And then there was a meeting in Bedminster where he went through some of the details, and they all, yeah. And she said, you're going to win. And all the way to election night, and on election night, they told him, you're going to lose. And they already announced that the networks had brought in their anchors to prepare. They'd already sent word to the board members of the major networks and companies that own the network of what was going to happen. And they sat Donald Trump down at Trump Towers and said, what are we going to tell our people at the Hilton? He said, well, I'm just going to go down to Fifth Avenue and I'm going to give a press conference. I'm going to say, I'm a patriot. I love my country. I tried my best. And then tomorrow I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to fly to Ireland and play a game of golf. And in the middle of all of that, here's Melania. She says, no. You're going to win.
We're going to the big dance, honey, let me tell you. Doug Weed, New York Times bestselling author, and his brand new book will be linked on our website, and we've got to have him back. Trump's White House, the real story of his presidency.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could